All right, let's get back to our chat with Ryan Erickson from earlier this hour and continue talking about the results of the tournament from Munising, how that affects the tournament trail, and get into the Barriga tournament. So here we go, part two continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Let's switch over and talk about how that impacts the whole tournament trail results, because first of all, give a recap what the tournament trail is.
Well, it's you get the four tournaments for the year. We have Marquette, Munising split between 2 days, and then the fall Marquette. But after we thought about it for a while, we figured we'd make it the best three out of four in case somebody had boat problems or you have a bad trip or something. You always have a mulligan. So Munising was the third or the fourth, and we got one more to go in the fall in Marquette.
And what happened with the results then since your team ended up in first place?
So we locked it up.
Okay, Sunday. So basically the standings are, I mean, there's nobody else fighting for first place. It's all second and down?
Yep, the fight for second, I know.
Okay.
Well, as far as the leaderboard, out of 3,000 points right now, we're at 2,900. So no matter what happens in Marquette, we got 2,900 points out of 3,000. Second right now is Jason Benham. Third is Mylon Koski, and fourth is Mike Myers. So those four guys have the best shot at finishing in the second spot there. And since we won, I'm donating $500 to second place. The way it was set up before, it was winner take all. So
where can folks find out more about the tournament trail?
It's all on UP Angler. Go on the UP Angler. There's a little on the bottom of the page. There's all the tournament trail north stuff on there.
UPAngler.com?
Yep.
All right. Well, you got anything else you want to tell us about?
Not really. But the next tournament coming up is Barriga, June 11th. That's always a good time. There's lots of boats. I want to give a shout out to the guys in Munising that put that tournament on. They do a fantastic job down there.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but phenomenal things about Bromley and the gang there.
Well, Bromley does a great job. Everybody down there is just spectacular. It's a lot of work they were putting those things on.
All right, so you know, that's your old stomping grounds there. You've spent a lot of time on Keweenaw Bay and those waters. Are you pretty excited for that tournament?
Yeah, that one's always a thorn in my side. I always try to reinvent the wheel up there, so. We come close a few times, but we'll see what happens.
And that's June 11th, right?
Yep, June 11th. Yes, sir.
All right, Ryan Erickson, Moonshine Lure Pro Staffer, thanks for your time today. I appreciate you kind of recapping the tournament.
Thank you, Adam. Have a good day.
We'll catch up with you again soon. Take care. This is The Outdoor Show.